You're listening to SBS News.
Self-funded retirees are angry with opposition leader Bill Shorten for his announcement that if elected, he plans to abolish cash rebates on franking credits. They accuse Labor of being discriminatory and targeting those most vulnerable, elderly, self-sufficient Australians. Hundreds of retirees used a parliamentary committee hearing set up by the Liberal government to voice their opposition. Self-funded retiree Margot Kalman says Labor's proposal is cruel and will leave retirees unable to cover the cost of everyday expenses.
To now pull the rug out from under us and a million other people who are not in a position to rebuild their finances, to go out and get a job, is grossly unfair.
They have taken offence to Labor's response to their complaints. In particular, Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowens comments on the election on ABC Radio.
If they feel very strongly about this, if they feel that this is something which should impact on their vote, they are, of course, perfectly entitled to vote against us.
Labor leader Bill Shorten supports the comment. He says the policy to cut the tax is about having a practical approach to the economy.
Chris was saying there's a choice in policies. And that's sensible. There's always a choice. I think it is appropriate that we shut down unsustainable tax concessions. Why are we the only country in the world who will let people claim an income tax refund when they've paid no income tax in that year? It's generous, but it's not sustainable.
Mr. Shorten is confident the political fallout will be limited, saying those footing the bill were never going to vote for the opposition in the first place. A notion acting national president for the Association of Independent Retirees, Wayne Strandquist, says is grossly inaccurate. He says Labor should not underestimate the impact the policy will have on votes in the federal election.
In our membership, we have people who've worked and supported the Labor Party all their lives. And we're seeing a lot of our members who are affected by this policy saying that they won't be voting for Labor for the first time in their lives.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison agrees and says Labor should be more careful of dismissing the votes of retirees. He warns the policy shift could also have a damaging effect on charities who rely on the retirees' donations.
Cancer Council here in Queensland has made a very obvious point. Our retirees are very generous people. They're the ones who put their hand in their pocket and put their money in the bucket, in the donation tip. And the Council has said this will hit their revenues. World Vision has said the same thing.
The changes will save an estimated $5 billion a year. Money Labor says it will spend on schools and hospitals. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.